Okay, today's blot is Daf Lamed Beis, and we're going to begin with the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, at the bottom. Al Shalosh Averos, because of three of sins, Noshim Meis Bishas Lidosin. Women pass away during childbirth. Al Shainin Zahiros Benida, they're not careful with Hilchas Nida. Bechala, they're not careful with removing challah when they make a dough, about lakas and air, and now a perek, they're not careful with Shabbos candles. So interestingly, there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein based on this Mishnah. He was asked about the appropriateness of inducing labor when a woman is pregnant. And so he says like this: of course, if it's a situation of sakanas nefashos where the doctor feels that that's what's required, so we do whatever's required. But he says, in the absence of a medical emergency, just to induce labor because it's more convenient, so you could have the bris on Sunday, or whatever other reason, he says it's wrong. He says like this. He says a very nice mahalach. He says, having children is not considered a sakana, because if having children were a sakana, then women wouldn't be allowed to have children, especially women are not mechuyev in pirurivia. Just what? Women are allowed to have children because natural childbirth is considered not a sakana. But anything that is not 100% natural falls under the category of a sakana and should not be done unless it's required. Now, Rabbi Kivega asks a question. The Mishnah says, Behadlokas haner. So Rabbi Kivega asks, why does the Mishnah say, by chala doesn't say, hafrosh is chala, it says, bechala. And here it says, Behadlokas haner. So Rabbi Kivega says a very interesting teretz. He says something we spoke about. He says, because since by Shabbos candles we said the husband is the one that's supposed to prepare the candles, and the wife is the one that lights the candle. So that's why it says Bahadlokas in there. The woman does the lighting, but not the preparation. The preparation should be done by the husband. And that's why some of us want to say, when the Mishnah says Bechala, it doesn't, you know, in Chala, there are really two parts. One part is the hafroshes chala, the actual separation of the chala, and the other part is giving it to the kayin. The Mishnah doesn't turn it into two separate categories. It may be that the woman has a preference over the men, that if the wife wants to give it to one kayin and the husband wants a different kayin, you may follow what the wife wants. Another pshat, a pidrush, of a hadlokas haner, is the hadlokas haner, we will learn today actually also, that the ner represents the neshama, ner Hashem, nishmas Adam. But hadlokas haner, it's the woman's job to be madlik, to turn on the neris, to turn on the neshamas. She brings the ruach and the chinuch into the house. Hadlokas haner is the wife's job. Says the Gemara, nida maitama, why are women punished if they don't follow Hilchas Nida? Amr Yitzchak, he kilkala b'chadri bitna, she didn't follow issues regarding her womb, the dam of Nida. L'fikach telka b'chadri bitna, she'll have problems during childbirth in her womb. Ask them, Ratenach Nida. So we explained why women during childbirth, we from an Ashmaim, they check how careful she was in Hilchas Nida. However, chal about lokas aner, mayikul ameima, what are you going to say about that? Says the Gemara, Kedarsh ha'lu galila alei d'Rav Chisda. This person from the north sent in front of Rav Chisda. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Revius Dam Nosati B'chem. There's a Revius in each one of us. And the way the Rishonim explain, a person has to have a minimum of Revius blood to survive. Al Iski Dam Hizarati Yischem. And I warned you to follow things regarding Dam Hilchas Nida. Reishis Karasi Yischem. I call Klal Yisrael Reishis. As the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Reishis Tuvasa. And Allah eske Reishis is Arti Yitzchem, and I warn you to follow Reishis, which refers to Chala, because the pasuk that talks about Hilchas Chala says Reishis Arisoy Seichem. Neshama Shnasati Bechem, as we just said, the neshama that we each have in us is Kruya Ner, is called a Ner. And eske Ner is Hati Yitzchem. I warn you to follow the halachas of Shabbos candles. Im Atem Mekayim Noisam. If you follow them, Mutav Mimlav. If not, Chas V'Sholem Hareini Noitel Nishmaschem. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ishna B'Shas Lidosin. So why specifically during childbirth? If these averus are there, so it should be at any time. Amar Rava. So Gemara is going to say a number of expressions that are all one concept. That when somebody is vulnerable, that's the time where he's in trouble. So the first example the Gemara gives, Nofel Turah. In those days, they had a problem how to get the animal down when they slaughtered it. They didn't have the machinery that we have. So Nofel Turah, when the animal falls down, Chadat L'Skinah, that's the time to sharpen the knife, because it's the best time to shecht it, because it's on the floor anyway. Abay Amar, Tofes Tiris Amsa, if you have a maid in the house who has rebelled and a lot of things against you, b'chad mechatri lahavi, with one patch, with one fell swoop, you deal with all the issues. Here too, while the woman is in childbirth, that's when we examine everything. B'chizdam eshafka l'ravya, leave the drunk person to menafshi nafal. Now, so if you want to pull down a drunk, you don't have to do anything. He'll fall himself because he'll be weak. If you have a shepherd who is limp, can't walk, the easy ratten, and the animals are running, avav chutri mala, when he's standing with a stick and talking, that's when you could start doing count of the animals, because the animals are all going to run away because he can't do anything. Papama, avav chanosa, when I had a good store, when my business was going well, nefishi achmi urachmi, I had a lot of friends and relatives. Abab is yoini, but when I'm of tsaris, when I'm in time of trouble, loyachi v'loy murachmi, I have no friends and no relatives, nobody wants to know me. The gavri, and the same thing, because he's down. The gavri hechim midduki, so we said when women are examined, and when a man examined, says the Gemara, Amar Shlokish, b'shosh oivim el gesher, when they go on a bridge. Though bridges in those days weren't that sturdy, going on a bridge was an experience. Ask the Gemara, Gesher v'sulai, only a bridge? Answers the Gemara, Eimek Eim Gesher, anything like a bridge. Why? Because if it's a bridge, any dangerous situation. Says the Gemara, Rav lo over b'mavra d'yosu b'akam. Rav never passed on a bridge when there was a guy on the bridge. Maybe something will happen to him, and he'll be in trouble and I'll be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Shmuel, on the other hand, he specifically went on a bridge that had a guy on it. Omar, he explained, the way Malachim work is, the Malachim don't deal with two nations at the same time. And the Mefarshim explained, not that we really understand how it works with Malachim, that there are different Malachim for Jews and for Goyim. And they don't interfere with each other. So a Jew and a Goy at the same time is actually good. It's very interesting. I saw a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer when they wanted to do a census in Israel. It's actually this week's parasha. So the Halachas, you're not allowed to count Jews, only through a shekel. So the first time they wanted to do a census in Israel, so it was a question of halachically it was permissible. So somebody said, this Gemara is a reason that could be done, because we're saying that a Jew and a guy, what's the reason you're not allowed to count Jews? Because it's a time of danger. But here, in Israel, there aren't, unfortunately, only Jews. There are goyim also, they count the goyim and the Jews, and sitna betray ume lo shalit, there's no problem when you have Jews and goyim together. So he says that that's not a good heter. And he says it for three reasons. First of all, he says they count everybody individually. They don't count the Jews and the Goyim separately. They count you and they count him. So every person is counted separately. Another thing he says is, when is there a problem? If there would be an Isser to count Goyim and also an Isser to count Jews, so we have Jews and Goyim together, so that would be maybe an Eitzah. But they don't count Goy, there's no problem to count the Goy, there's only a problem to count Jews. So the Goy is not doing anything wrong. So only the Jews are vulnerable, not the Goyim. And the third thing he says is, even if you'll tell me that this is a way to avoid a hezek, avoid damage, but there's still an isser to count Jews, even if there is no problem of danger. That's why he says that heta doesn't work. Rav Yanai bodak v'over. Rav Yanai was always careful to check before he went over. Why? Because Rav Yanai l'tamei, the oimah lo'olam lo'yam et adam emakam sakana, a person should not be in a place that's dangerous. Lama, and I'll say, she oisle nes, maybe a nes will happen to him. Shema ain oisle nes, maybe no miracle will happen. Vim oisle nes, and even if a nes happens, nanakalim zechyoisov, he may lose from his merit in Shemayim. Amrav Chanan Maikra, where do we see this in the Pasuk? When Yaakov Vino came out of Lovin's house, he said, Katanti From all the chesed, from all the good Hashem did for me, katanti, I became smaller. There's a lot of things to say here. The first thing is, there's a question. The halacha is, if somebody skipped al anisim, so what is the halacha? You're supposed to say, harachman hu yaslon anisim, Hashem should make for us nisim, k'mosha asulav asin b'yom meim b'zman hazeh. Just like he did for the Jews by Chanukah and Purim. Here we say, you're not supposed to ask for a nes. If you ask for a nes, menaklem eschu yosef. So the Tvur Shor answers, very interestingly, Tvur Shor says that if through the nes, there will be a kiddush Hashem, then you're allowed to ask for a nes. A nes, a private nes, then you have to worry that's taken away from schusim. But a nes that brings a kiddush Hashem, that's fine. What do we say? Harachmanu yaslan anisim, k'moy shasitzel avaseinu b'yom mahem, b'zman hazeh, just like you did then. Then there was prasim anesa. So that nes is fine. The Noid of Yehuda uses this gemara for halach l'maisa. He was asked if it's appropriate for Jew to go hunting for sport. So he says, besides that, it's not really a very nice thing for a Jewish boy to do, to go shooting with guns animals. He says, moreover, when you go hunting, it's a makam sakana. So he says, if somebody's going to a makam sakana because that's what his panos is, that's what he does for a livelihood, you got to do what you got to do. But somebody just goes to hunt where it's dangerous, he says, because of this gemara, you shouldn't do it. The Tosfos and Masechta Ksubos asks, the gemara says there, Hakol b'day shemayim, everything is b'day shemayim chutz mitzin mepachim, besides cold and heat. So he says everything's anyway in shemayim's hands. What's the gemara saying? Loilam al yam and atzmai. But makam sakana, a person shouldn't go into makam sakana because who knows what's going to happen? Whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway. It's mina shemayim. So Tosfos answers, what's pshat sin mepachim? Sin mepachim means cold and heat. Why cold and heat? Not in Hashem's hands. Because if today is a freezing cold day, and you walk outside without a coat, without a jacket, you're going to get sick. It's not because that was what's supposed to happen. The way the world works. The same thing is if you walk into a makam sakana, then you're going to be in trouble. And the Mesil Shasharm explains it very beautifully. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of Nishmatim Oil Nafshasechem. We have an obligation to watch ourselves. If somebody doesn't watch themselves, they're asking for trouble. Then, one more thing. It's a very interesting story. It was in 1948, and there was a Choshva person walking in the street in Yerushalayim going to visit the Brisker Rav. And as he was walking, bombs began to fall. But Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to him. So he came up to the Brisker Rav, and then he got to the Brisker Rav's house, and he was very happy. He said, look, wonderful miracle. I was walking and bombs were falling, and I'm fine. So the Brisker Rav said, I don't know what you're so happy about. The Gemara says that if a nes happens, menakalem v'schiyosev, you lose chusim. When the story was told over to the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish said he doesn't agree with the Brisker Rav. He says, what pshat walking into makom sakana? If you walk into a place that's a makom sakana, and then you get saved, menakalem v'schiyosev. But if you're walking in the street, and you didn't ask for any trouble, and then you were saved, there's no problem of menakalim for yourself, because you didn't do anything extraordinary. But I want to tell you an interesting thing. There's one bracha that I know of, that when you hear the bracha, you don't say amen, you say something else. What do we say? Misha gemocha kol tov, hui gemocha kol tov sela. Did you ever think why it's different? So it's beautiful pshat. When somebody says Birch Sagaimel, why is he saying Birch Sagaimel? 14th floor. Why do we say Birch Sagaimel? Because Birch Sagaimel is a nice happened to you. But we just learned that when a nice happens to you, Menachalim is Chiyosav, you lose Chusim. So he says, Misha Gemocha Kol Tov, whoever did good for you, Hu Gemocha Kol Tov, that all good should remain with you, sell it forever, and not lose any of Yischar. This continues the Gemara. Rav Zeira b'yom d'shusa, Rav Zeira on a windy day, le'nofik le'beni dikla. He didn't walk out between the trees, because it was dangerous that the trees shouldn't fall on him. Amar Rav Yitzchak Rebbe of Yehuda, la'olam yivakish adam rachmim shlayechla. A person should always daven, they shouldn't get ill. Shem yechla, if he gets sick, I'm like have a schus v'potter. Bring a schus to see if you deserve to be saved. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada says like this: in Shemayim, they don't know if we have schusim. They know what where we stand in this world. So what's pshat havele schus? Bring a schus. If I have schusim, they know, and I shouldn't have gotten ill. And if I don't have the schusim, so what's pshat havele schus? So it says havele schus doesn't mean that you should check your record. You should do more mitzvahs. Havele schus, do more mitzvahs. If a person is ill and he wants to hopefully kriech out, what should he do? Havele schus, do mitzvahs, and by doing mitzvahs, you'll have more schusim for the potter, and you'll get out of the sickness. Amar Mokum, Mikra, the pasuk says that you have to build a gate around the roof of your home. And the pasuk says ki yipol hanoifel mimenu, because otherwise somebody may fall off. What's pshat mimenu? Mimenu lahavi raya. The person who may fall chas v'sholom has to bring proof that he should be saved. Tani b'ri yishmol, ki yipal hanoifel mimenu. So, the question's obvious. He didn't fall. We're worried that he will fall. Here the pasuk says hanoifel, that he already fell. Says the Gemara, the roizel lipo Mishesh Mei Bereshis, he was already destined from Sheshi Mei Bereshis to fall. Shei No Nofel, he didn't fall yet. Vakasuf Kara Nofel, but the pasuk already calls him as if he fell. Ella Shemagalgim Schusay Dei Zakai V'Chayv Dei Chayv. That means like this: this person was supposed to be fall. He was supposed to be damaged. Just what? If I built a house without a roof, I am a person that because of me, I was the vehicle for bad. He might have gotten hurt, but why should I be the person to bring bad to somebody else? And on the other hand, somebody should be the vehicle for good. That's why we say tiskul mitzvahs. When somebody does a mitzvah, when somebody gives tzedakah, why do we say tiskul mitzvahs? Because the person who got the tzedakah would have gotten it anyway. Because when a shemayim, everybody's going to get what they're going to get. But what we give the person a brach is tiskul mitzvahs, that you should be the person, you should be the vehicle through which people should benefit versus anyone else. You should always be the one to do good. Tana abonin, mishachal v'notolomus, somebody who's ill, about to die. Armelay his father, say vidui. She call him mumsim misfadim. Whoever was killed, that was the way it worked, would used to say vidui. Adam yotzel shuk, and the Gemara continues. Somebody goes out to work. Yedeim be'enok commission nester behedjut. You should look at it as if he was going, as if he was arraigned. Every minute we're being judged. Chosh b'roshav, he has a headache. Yedeim be'enok commission nester bekoiler. He should already believe that the situation is like he was put into jail. Olam mitop, if he's so ill, and he had to lay in bed for nofal, and he's very ill. He don't bein a kamasha hell legardim. He should think he's ready by the gallows. So kol ha'olam legardim lidon. Somebody's already holding by the gallows. Im yesh loy parklitim gedolim. If he has great advocates, nitzel, he'll be okay. Mlav, if not, ain't a nitzel. He's a tsaris. Veilam parklitim shel adam. What are a person's best lawyers? Tshuva u'maisim tovim. Tshuva and doing good deeds. Vatel teishim esu tishim etishim melanim alav chayva. Even 999 malachim say that he deserves a punishment. Ve'echad melamdal of schus, and one says he's okay, nitzel, he will be saved. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Eev, im yesh alav malach melech echad minei elef. There's one malach saying good out of 1,000. That means one out of, saying good and 999 saying bad. L'hagid la'adam l'yayshroi, to say the person's good deed. V'yichanenenu, he will be pardoned, and he will be safe from being put into shachas, means the grave. Rabbi Lezer ben Noshe b'Yosef Glili goes even a step further. In that last malach, 999 parts of him say bid. The echad l'schus, and one part, 1,000th of one malach says good, it's already good. Nitzel. Shenema melech echad minei elef, one of 1,000th of one. And the Mashal explains, who are these malachim? These malachim is that when we do something good, we create good malachim that are our protectors. And when we do something bad, chas v'shalom, we create malachim that are the other side. So these malachim are the malachim that come lefnei kisei hakavod and say where we stand. Also, the Michsalazah says, based on this Gemara, that when you say Mishaberech L'chayla, you should not say the word Chayla before you mention the person's name. You say Mishaberech, you want to say Mishaberech for Ruvein Ben Yaakov, Don't say Mishberech HaChoyle Ruvein Ben Yaakov. Because once you establish a person as being a Choyle, we learned in the Gemara he needs big schosim to be saved. So never identify a person as a Choyle, just make the Mishberech without saying the word Choyle. Some people have Nusach, in a lot of places the Nusach is not to say it. Tanar Abonan, Al Sholosh Averis Nosh Meisus Yaldois. Because of three sins, women died in childbirth. Velezam and Nosh Meisus Yaldois, they die when they're young. That they wash their children's dirty clothing on Shabbos, which we'll learn later in the Masechta as the Issa Deraisa. That they call the Arna Kodesh, where the Sefer Torah is kept, Arna, which is a derogatory term. And the Mefarshim explained they may not learn. Maybe they don't have to learn, but they should certainly respect the Torah and not just call the box a box. And similarly, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer, Bavon Shnei the Dvarim Amiratzes Mesim. The two reason people are Mayaritz that don't know how to learn die. Ashikaron LaAron Kodesh Arana, because they call Aron Kodesh Arana. Ashikaron Beis Knesses Beis Am, they call a shul Beis Am. It's a place of gathering. So Mefarshim explained very beautiful. We're dealing with Amiratz. They Nebuch don't know how to learn, so you can't blame them if they don't do mitzvahs. They don't know better. But to disrespect Torah and to disrespect the shul, that there is no excuse for. Tanya Rav Yossi Omer, it's appropriate. Shalosh bit gemisa niver v'isha. Three ways women are examined if they deserve to live or die were created by a woman. V'amrei shalosh dif gemisa. Dif gemisa is things that are cause death, that like are contagious. Nida, like we learned in the Mishnah, v'chal v'ad lakas in there. Says the Gemara, Chodek Rav Elazar, the man, the Omer that says that the bit gemisa that the examined is like Rav Elazar that says that women die at childbirth. For Chodek, the one that says it's dif gemisa is like Rabbanan that didn't say it has to do with childbirth; it has to do with dying young. Chas v'shalom. Tanya Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hilchas Chegdish, the halacha that if somebody is magdish something. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this: if somebody's magdish something, we're not allowed to use it. Now I come to a store and I buy something from a storekeeper. How do I know that the item that I bought, this storekeeper was a magdish? I have no right to use it. Or trumas ha-maistris. The halacha is that trumas ha-maistris are Yisrael's not allowed to eat. How do I know that when I go to the store and I buy fruits and vegetables, they aren't trumas ha-maistris? Hinein gufei tyrant, so much of the tyrant depends on them. The nimsru la'amaretz, and we trust the amaretz. So it's a very nice pshat. What does Rashi say hegdish means? Hegdish means that I may be buying something which is hegdish, and I'm not allowed to use it for my personal use. So I asked the Mefarshim, why doesn't Rashi say hegdish? That the Amoritz is supposed to bring hegdish, and he didn't bring it. Why didn't Rashi say that's the Avera? So Rashi says, if somebody was magged at something, and he didn't bring it, so that's an Avera between him and Hashem. Hashem doesn't need us to worry about him. Hashem will take care of it. What really is a problem is if another Jew trips up another Jew. If I, because of another Jew, buy something I wasn't supposed to buy, that's a real Avera. Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, Bavoyin Adorim, Mesa Isha Shel Adam. Because of people aren't careful with promises and vows, his wife may die. Shnemar, Im Ein L'Lachol L'Shalim, don't make a vow, says the Pasuk, because if you make a vow and you don't have to pay, Lama Yikach, why should they take away the person you sleep with? The Mefarshim say, why Dafka Nedarim has to do with your wife? I saw a beautiful pshat from the Ben Ishchai. How does somebody become somebody's wife? How does a husband and wife become married? The husband says, Harei Et Mekudeshes Li. He uses words. That's how a marriage happens. If somebody is not careful with his words, he says in the Dharma and he's not careful, then the other words that he said, Harei et Mekudeshes Li, will also not be kept.
Why should she suffer?
Somebody else asked me this year. I don't know exactly. Rabbi Omer b'avoyin Dharam, bana meisim, shem k'tanim. Somebody's children will die when they're young. Shenemar, al titen es picha lachtes p'sorecha. Don't let your mouth trip, make sins to your flesh. V'atayim elefnei melech. Kishkagihi, don't say it was an accident. Lama yiksa if al kim al kalecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu should not get angry because of what you said. V'choval es masa yadecha, and he will harm, destroy what you created. Eiza masa shaladam shaladam, what is what a person created? Have a oyma bonav and nice shaladam, his children. And the Mefarshim say, that's why we say by a bar mitzvah, Baruch Shepetrani Ma'anchi Shalzeh. Because as long as the children are young, we're learning now in the Gemara, they could die, and we'll see other Averis soon, because of the parent's sin. But once the child becomes a Gadol, Ish Becheta Yumis, yeah, a person that becomes a Gadol is on his own. So that's why by mitzvah we say, Baruch Shepetrani Ma'anchi Shalzeh, a person makes a bracha that because of me, my children did not get hurt. Tana banim, b'avayin nedarim, banim meisim. Because of the avayin because of the sin of the darim, some of his children may die. Diber b'lazer of Shimon, Yehuda nasi aimer, b'avayin betel taira. Because of the avera of not learning. Says the Gemara, b'shalom adam b'avayin nedarim, because of nedarim. K'damar, we just quoted psukim. Elam adam b'avayin betel taira, mikra. Where do we find an apostate? Because a person wasn't learning, his children could get hurt. Says the Gemara, diksav. It says in the pasuk says l'shavi kasi, did I hit your children l'shav for no good reason? Musa like l'kachu, the reason I did it l'shavi kasi is p'nechem. Did I hurt your children for no good reason? The reason they got hurt is because musa like l'kachu, you did not learn Torah, and that's why your children got hurt. Or the mefarshim say l'kachu also means Torah, because the Torah is called kilekach toiv nasati l'chem. Nachma Yitzchak Amar l'mandam darim nami mahacha. This pasuk is also a backup for the Amid that says that because of Nedarim, people's children die. It says, L'shav hikasi es b'neichem, aliske shav, because a person said vows in vain, false vows. Says the Gemara, Michti, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Hani Rabbi. We know Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and Rabbi, one and the same person. Here we're saying, the Rabbi said the reason children die is because of Bittul Torah. Before Rabbi said, Bavoy Nedarim kama, before he said because of Nedarim, answers the Gemara, Bosh the Shammah, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. After he heard from Rabbi Elazar of Shimon that the reason is because of Bittul Torah, true, originally he held it was because of Nedarim, then he accepted that. It's interesting, just for Shas, when is Rabbi called Rabbi, and when is Rabbi called Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? So the Sfarim say, before he wrote the Mishnah, he was called Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, because then he was the Nasi. But once he wrote the Mishnah that we all learn from then on he's called Rabbi. Says the Gemara, "Pligibar Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yosi." There's a machlokes Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yosi. Chadam be'avay mezuzah, because of the sin of people not putting up a mezuzah, that's why some of his children with chas v'shalom die. The chadam be'avay betel tayra, because he didn't learn. Says the Gemara, "L'mandam be'avay mezuzah." According to the mandam that says because you don't put up mezuzahs, mikrin nidrish lefanov v'loy lefnei fanov. Because let's review what it says in Shema. First it says, L'maratam oisim espanechem. Teach Torah. Then it says, Uchsaftam am mezuzos beisach v'shirecha, which is have a mezuzah. And then it says, L'man yirbu yumechem v'evenechem. You'll have long life, you and your children. So the pasuk right before L'man yirbu yumechem talks about mezuzah. So it's very good. He says that the pasuk about long life for us and our children goes right back to mezuzah. L'man damim b'avayim betel Torah. According to Mandama, that Bavayim Betel Torah, some of his children pass away. Mikor Nidush Lefanov Ulefnei Fanov. That means that we go back to the Pasuk of Mezuzah and to the Pasuk of Torah. So Tosfos asks a very interesting question. He says, the Gemara Masechet Kedushin says, how do we know that women are Mechuyev in Mitzvah's Mezuzah? That means, let's say a woman owns a house, how do we know she has to put up a Mezuzah? So Tosfos answers, the Gemara answers, because we said that Mezuzah refers to L'man Yibu Yemechem. Putting up a mezuzah causes long life. And says the Gemara, not women don't need long life, they also need a long life. So that's why they need to put up a mezuzah. Ask Tosfos if according to this Gemara, the pasuk of L'man Yirbu Yumechem refers to Torah also, Mikra Nidrash Lifnei Fanov, so women should have to learn, because they should have also, they also want to live. So Tosfos says, you're right. If we would just follow this Gemara, women would have to learn. But since the pasuk says beferish v'lemaratem oisim espenechem, and the Gemara Masechet Kedushin says espenechem v'loy b'noiseichem, so even though the pasuk is saying lemar and yibru yumechem refers to Talmud Torah, but the pasuk is explicitly saying that they don't have to learn. Continues the Gemara. Pligi v'ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Charam v'avoy mezuzah, because of avera mezuzah, somebody's children die. V'charam v'avoy tzitzis, somebody doesn't have tzitzis. Says the Gemara. Bishlam l'mandam v'avoy mezuzah. Because if somebody does a mezuzah, we understand. The ksiv, and we just learned. The chsaftam a mezuzah by secha, The Torah tells us to put up a mezuzah. The chsebes rei, what is the schar? L'man yirbu yumeichem v'evneichem. You'll have long life. And if not, it's the opposite. Eleman dam v'vayin tzitzis, my tama. Where do we see that tzitzis have this power? Amr of kahana v'taymah shila, mori d'ksiv. Gam b'knofecha, also in your corners, nimtsu dam nefoshes avyoinim nekim. Are found the bodies, the lives of innocent poor people. What knofech? What are the corners? The tzitzis, because the tzitzis put on the corner, and the children are innocent. They didn't do anything wrong. Says Tosfos, the Tosfos Yeshanim, that this Gemara is not really in our times. He says in the times of the Gemara, they had garments that had four corners. So he says if somebody has a garment with four corners and he doesn't put tzitzis, so there's a terrible punishment. But our garments aren't four-cornered garments anyway. So he says the Gemara isn't referring to that, but still says the Tosfos Yeshanim, even though this Gemara doesn't apply to us, a person should go and buy a garment with four corners in order to wear tzitzis. And Tosfos says a beautiful raya. He says the Gemara, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was desperate to come into Israel, at Israel. So Gemara says, "V'chi lechem miper yutzarich." That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Israel to be able to eat the fruit. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael because in Eretz Yisrael you could do more mitzvahs than in Chutz Laaretz. So you see that a person should want to do mitzvahs. The same thing, even though maybe we don't wear a garment that has to have tzitzis on it, a person should try to bring himself to the situation of doing mitzvahs. According to Mandama, the mezuzah brings this einish from here. The ksiv, loy b'machteres matzosim, I haven't found them in tunnels, and that's why there's problems. So explain to Mash, also pesachim k'machteres. People would make the doorways without doorposts. Midaraisa, doorway without a doorpost is not mechuyev mezuzah. So it says, why did you go out of your way to avoid putting up a mezuzah? Continues the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Azor B'Tzitzis, somebody's careful to wear tzitzis, Zoych Misham Shnoi Beis Apayim V'Ches Meis Avodim. He'll have 2,800 servants. Shenema, Koy Amar Hashem Tzvokis, Apostle in Zechariah, B'Yom Mehem, in those days, Asher Ziku Asor Noshim B'Kol HaLoshoinis Hagoyim, 10 people from each one of the nations of the world. We know that there's 70 nations, so that means it's 700. 70 times 10. The Zik v'knaf ish Yehudi, each 700 people will hold each one of our corners. If there are four corners, 700 times 4 equal 2,800. They're going to come with us. So everybody who has on four corners tzitzis will have 2,800 servants. Continues the Gemara. Simon Shno Chal Truman Nigzelas Dina Shvu Shvusa Gluyev Nevoltam. Tanya of Nechanya Oimer. Bavoin Sinas Chinim. If people hate each other for no good reason, Mariva Rabba Patach Beisa Shal Adam, there's quarrels in the house, Vishtim Mampelas Nefalim, his wife miscarries, or Bonav Abnaisa Shal Adam Mesim Kishkimtanim, and some of his children, Chas V'Shalom, die when they're young. Rabbi Lazar Yehuda Omer, Bavoin Chala, if somebody is not careful to take off Chala, Ein Bracha B'Mechunus, what you have in stack, there's no Bracha, Me'erim Mishtalechs B'Sharim, there's a curse on the things that are kept in storage houses, V'Zorin Zroim, somebody will plant, V'Cherim Oichlim, and others will eat. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says in last week's Parasha in the Teichacha, Af Ani Es Zois Lechem, V'fakarti aleichem, this part of the terrible curses, b'hola, as a shachafes, as a gedachas, different types of diseases, mechalei senayim, your eyes will be hurt, u'medivas nefesh, you'll have heartache. Why? Because your business will be in trouble. V'ziratim l'zirik z'rachem, you'll plant for nothing, v'chluay veichem, and your enemies will eat whatever you do plant. Says the Gemara, atikr b'hola, ela b'chala. If somebody's not careful in chala, this is the punishment. However, says in the Gemara, Vim Noisnin, if you do give the Chala, Mizborchen, then you will be blessed. Your first of the dough, the Chala, give to the Koyin, Lahniach, Bracha Beisecha, like that, you will bring a blessing into your home. It's interesting, just before we go weiter, we have here about Nedarim, the terrible Einish, if somebody doesn't keep his Nedarim. So it's so interesting, Shiloh. It's not that relevant to the Gemara, but it's interesting, Shaila. What's the halacha if somebody on Simchas Torah spent a lot of money for Chasan Torah, Chasam Bereishis, and he got the Aliyah, and then after Yontov it turns out that the Sefer Torah was possible. Does he have to pay what he promised? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, for sure he has to pay. All the Paiskim say he has to pay. I just saw two different reasons why. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says he has to pay because since the halacha is that if the tzibur only finds out later that the Sefer Torah was possible, they were yoytze kriyas Torah. So what's the difference that the Sefer Torah was possible? You were yoytze the mitzvah, so you pay for it and you have to pay. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says a different reason. He says when somebody pays for such an aliyah, he's not paying for the aliyah, he's paying for the kavod. And the kavod he got. The kavod he got. He says they say that whole nusach, the rishus, before they make the chasam tari chasam bereishis, that they said for him. And the kavod he got, and since he got a kavod, he has a nice raya. The Mishnah Berurah says that they used to have a minig that the first aliyah of the year, that means on Shabbos bereishis, the first aliyah they used to sell, it was considered a big kavod, and the halacha is that let's say a Yisrael bought that aliyah, and the kohen comes along and says, he has no right to get it, I'm a kohen. Mishnah Berurah says the Yisrael gets it, not the kohen. Why? Because it's an issue of kavod, and kavod atayra is even more than the kavod for the kahuna. So you see, it's all an issue of kavod, and kavod he got anyway. Continues the Gemara. Bavoyim bittel trumas ma'isris. Because of the Aveira, people not giving Trumas Maisers, Shemayim Netzarim, the skies don't give the rain, Melhoru Talamata from giving rain, Vayoyka Hava, there's inflation, Vaschar of it, wages go down, Obene Odom Rotzim Achper Nasasim, people look for jobs, Vemagim, but they don't find them. Shnema Tzia Gamchoim Yigzlu Me Shelek Sholchatu. So the Gemara explains, my Mashma, Tanu Rebbe Shmuel, v'shvil dvarim shetzvisi eschem v'moisachem, because of the things I told you to do in the summer, because in the summer is the time we bring the produce in, and you're supposed to take the chumas and maisers. V'lo yasisem, and you didn't do it. Yiglu mechem, you will lose. Yigzlu mechem, mei meshal v'moisachem, there will not be rain in the winter. V'moisnem, but if people do give properly chumas and maisers, mizbarchem, they will be gebenched. Shenemar havius kol maisal beis oitzer. The Malachi says, bring all of the Maisa to the treasure house, via Teravibesi, they'll have enough food for the Kohanim Levim, and continues to Basik, Ubechanuni Nabazois, Om Hashem Tzvakos, test me, if you do this, if I won't open up the sky, for Ikaislechem Bracha, I will die, and I will bestow on you incredible amount of Bracha, a blessing. May Adbli die, what does Adbli die mean? Amrev, you'll have so much that you will have to stop saying enough. You'll just say enough because we already have Baruch Shem. We should always have a lot of bracha.